Hello, everybody, and welcome again. Sorry, Bianca's still dead in a fire.
What is the update? Do we know?
You know, I spoke to her. It's one of those things where she's like, oh, I'll know tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes, and they don't know as much as they do, so she has to stay away from the apartment for now.
Yeah. There was a fire on one of the floors.
There's fire on one of the floors. It affected the entire building so much that they had to vacate.
Should we have asked if she's homeless?
I did.
Okay.
She's not. Mm-hmm. She's staying with her mom, so she's lucky enough to have her mom close enough. But it's obviously a big inconvenience and has thrown a giant wrench in her life.
Well, I mean, what if she didn't have her mom nearby?
Yeah.
You know?
She can't stay at Pound Town.
I mean, you know, I know she's getting offers. I know we offered, you know, like their space. But yeah, it is nice to have your mom.
Yeah. And someone in the bottom floor of her building died.
Yeah. Then there's that.
Fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, but it's New York. She probably didn't know him.
Then there's that.
You know? Yeah.
So know. We probably shouldn't care at all.
I don't know. I just, if this building lit on fire and, I don't know, the weird sassy old man died, I'd definitely be upset for a minute.
Well, at this point, I know everybody in the building.
That's true.
Because I got to know them when I was trying to get a second apartment for the 24-hour podcast.
Who do you think would be the fuck up that would light this building on fire? Now that you know all the neighbors. The drunk guy?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, for sure the drunk guy.
Is he wore a wife beater? Is that the same guy?
I don't, maybe.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
This guy's always got like a glazed over look in his eyes.
There's
like,
a reason.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey.
I was looking at who in the studio will set the place on fire.
Why are you looking at me?
I can picture you starting cooking something and then taking a shower and then thinking somebody broke in the house and then what do? We're dead.
Uh-huh. But Hemda leaves the oven on a lot. Can I get a half a point for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Has the oven ever, like, if you leave the oven, does it kill you eventually?
I'm just like, did the oven ever kill you? No? Okay.
Not, if you think about it.
Not yet.
Does the fridge really run?
I think I left to go on a trip once and I thought I left the oven on. I had like a mini anxiety attack and I thought that my ass bumped one of the nozzle, like the
gas.
The gas. Oh. And I texted both of you. And then like a few hours later, I was like, that was probably an overreaction. But I was going to be gone for months. Or, you know, 3 weeks, but felt like months. And I was like, I think my butt knocked against the thing. And if one of you could go back. And I'm like, what am I doing? What is...
Because then we realized this is how Andrea brags about her ass.
Right.
And I think I left the door open by accident because I close it, but then my ass leaves.
They're separate entities. Wait, so who do you think would light this building on fire?
I think that drunk guy. Yeah. I also think there's a guy across the hall that... we've been here for like at least 6 years, right? Mm-hmm. And so I pass this guy all the time. I have to pass his apartment to come here. He knows I live in the building. We see each other in the neighborhood. Refuses to say hello. Not even like, hello, how are you? Just a nod of, I fucking know you. You know what I mean? This is ridiculous if we don't acknowledge each other's existence. And he refuses. And now I just look down when he passes. And it's like this weird thing.
Is he foreign? Is he a white guy? Is he old? Is he young? I'm trying to think if I know this guy.
He's old. So it's an on
top. Does he have a cane?
He does.
Yeah. I know this guy. This guy likes me. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's just me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to get to know something about myself.
Have you opened the door for him? Because that's how you get in, Hemda.
I don't know. I don't.
Who do you think, dear listener, in our apartment building would burn that? So you can play along.
Wow, that's the old man doesn't like you. Fascinating.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I look like a witch too much.
Yeah, that's probably it.
It reminds him of old-timey times when, why is she here? We should be burning her.
Yeah, I mean, our super also likes me, and I do think, because he was in the studio once, and he's Irish, and he started kind of going on like a little bit of a, not foreigner's tirade, but he started talking about weed and how that leads to other drugs. And he was kind of trying to like parlay it into something shitty. And I shut it down. But I think he's a little bit racist is the vibe that I get.
Mm. That's lovely.
Uh-huh.
Our last super, I spoke when I was speaking to all our neighbors, mm-hmm. one of the neighbors was like, he was so homophobic. he didn't know he was talking.
The super.
Yeah. He didn't know he was talking to a gay dude at the time who lives with his husband, boyfriend, I don't know, mm-hmm. a longtime partner. And
what, is this your roommate?
No, he goes,
you guys touch dicks?
He goes, you're not going to believe this. There are guys that like, and I think he even made like a dicks touching, like
index finger against index finger.
Yeah. There's like a, in this building, there are guys who, and he was like,
I'll hurt my eye. Hell, fine.
The balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my
yeah.
mouth.
And you know what? I have bad gaydar. This guy was, there's no need for gaydar. Yeah. There's no need.
Wow.
You would at least like be like, this guy could be gay.
Do you think he was testing it out to see how he reacted?
No, I think these people are so disgusted. They're blinded by their own weirdness. Mm-hmm. They're just like, you're nice. Can you believe these people? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point, Bob. Anyway, welcome to the gay wedding. Buffet's over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the super likes that I'm like, hi. I'm always like, hi, how are you? You know,
yeah.
I think he likes to like help me out and like, oh, look, a nice, wholesome lady living in the building. And I'm like, I'll play that up if you fix my toilet.
I've used that for the building owner.
Yeah.
Because he's been a dick to me. But I realized that he's just like my dad. And they're all dicks. And they all think they're better than everybody. But when a woman is in distress.
Oh, yeah.
So I changed my phrasing to go, I really need help. And
can you carry this trash bag?
And it's not like stuff where I'm asking you to carry shit. It's actually like my toilet is overflowing and running into your basement that you own. But if I tell you like this, you'll think that I'm yelling at you.
Yeah.
But it's been all weekend. So I'm like, I need help. I don't know. There's water everywhere.
My woman brain can't even comprehend.
Do you think it's all about the mom? Like guys think moms are yelling at them?
Maybe. Or I think maybe just the woman role in their mind is the caretaker and the nagger, for lack of,
I think their relationship with every woman ends up that the woman ends up nagging them. And that actually is the truth, because they will lie a very specific lie to get that nag. So it's like, hey, can you take out the garbage? Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, so he didn't get it done, right? So the next night it's like, hey, you said it last night. Can you take out the garbage? And on the third time, you're nagging me. But mm-hmm. it's like,
because how many times do you have to tell me? It's been all week.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think they run like that, because it's like, my wife wants me to do it. It's like, you know what? I'll take out the garbage. Oh, and then I'll take out the garbage. you know what I mean? Right. Like, you can't. One of you has to decide to be the adult. And it's like,
it's usually the woman, because in those traditional roles, the woman takes care of the household. So someone has to do it, and it's her area of responsibility. So she's just going to do it and be pissed off at you.
And also, I think she has to, as part of her role, she has to put aside her ego a little more. That's actually part of the role. Mm-hmm. He gets, like, praise his ego, put aside yours. It's in the manual, you guys.
What a shit world. Well, this is moving briskly along. In honor of Bianca, I'd like to review the shows last week.
Okay.
Last week was a four-show week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We had some technical difficulties. I got to see Keith angry in a way that I haven't seen yet in person.
Oh.
I've heard about this Keith Malley anger when you make a technical mistake and you're just like, why would I do, like, you're not angry at anyone else, but you're like, it's so stupid. So stupid.
I saved the show, put the beginning and ending on the show. And then, and I know in the back of my mind, I'm like, save it now. And I'm like, I'll save it when it's all put together. So I put it together. Then I found, of all things, Trump saying a stupid thing. And so I wanted to record that. So I know that I just X'd out the show, recorded the Trump thing, saved it. Once you save, you can't go back.
Mm-hmm. That's such a bad rule.
And that was the end of the show. Now, we have the cameras in the back, but something's going on with the cord from here to that computer. And so I had to send the file over to tech. By that time, time-wise, it didn't make sense to do a fifth show for people.
How are you during that?
It just bothered me because it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Now, this part of you, Andrea, when that happened, are you like, okay, good, I have a mistake coming?
Yes, just like you, I tally all of your mistakes and I passive aggressively remind you constantly just to echo your way of working.
If Keith didn't remember, there was a mistake last week.
Uh-huh.
I think it's so funny that because it is the way you think, and I'm wondering while you're having a shit fit, you're like, damn, now I have to give everyone a pass. It's right. So funny. It's like, instead you should be like, what is making me respond so giant and horrendous?
Yeah, that part doesn't bother me, but I do enjoy it in the reverse. If somebody makes a mistake, I'm like, okay, good. You see mistakes happen. Because the people I'm thinking about, they don't know mistakes happen.
I feel like I admit when I'm a fuck up. Everyone fucks up. The thing is, with you, your anger is always outward at other people. So to see that level of intensity at yourself is very odd. To like, it's so stupid. You're like, what is happening? And then you stubbed your toe. Like, you were already really upset. And then you stubbed your toe. And it was like, it was almost like in my head, it was like, oh, yeah. Like, I knew you were having a hard time. But it was like, the ante kept getting up.
And there was
like,
a third.
What if the computer shuts down right now? How good would it be? How good would it be?
I'm good. If there's a third thing, then I'd be burning down this place.
Oh, my God. So it doesn't make you feel weird or something?
No, I didn't feel weird at all. I've heard about these tantrums and it was exciting to see. And I love a good fuck up. I love when things are going badly for someone, but part of me wants to joke, well, like if there's a subway fight or if some like, you know, I like conflict, but I can't laugh at you because I know that you're having a hard time.
Thank you, show producer.
But it is very fun. I mean, honestly, this is your area, Keith. I don't record the show. You do. But I'm like, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Like, I fall when people, I laugh when people fall down the stairs. Right. I laugh when people hurt themselves. I'm laughing at the awkwardness of it, and I want to give you your space, but I also really want to laugh. When you stubbed your toe, I was like, you should go to the bathroom or something because you're going to laugh at him. It's going to be bad.
I can't believe that's your go-to emotion on this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's just funny. It's funny.
For me, I just try to be like, ugh.
Why, I'm so stupid. Oh, the cameras don't work.
I think
your head's getting all red. It's like, you're like Elmer Fudd.
That's my head trying to figure out ideas. All these light bulbs are going off inside.
Hemda's so calm.
Oh, she knows there's nothing to do.
Yeah, she's like, what could be done next? And I'm like, look down, type, type, type. Pretend you're typing. Don't laugh. This is the funniest thing ever. It shouldn't have corrected my grammar so many times. And then maybe God wouldn't have done this to you.
I didn't have to focus on the grammar.
You two are so sick.
So you're right. So I'm not petty.
Like, Charles Bukowski went to the store today. Andrea, it was Charlie Sheen. Oh, I didn't hear right.
I just basted it. I was too busy laughing at you.
Oh, my God. I had no idea that that's your response. That's so insane.
That is insane.
I laugh at conflict. I mean, I feel bad for you. I do want to help, but it's also like, I'm laughing because you're having such an outward, loud reaction and there's nothing to be done and I know you can't help yourself, but we're all sitting in a room silently working and it's like, stop fucking! Oh, boo! Like, it's so odd. What am I supposed to do? Like, can I help you? And I don't want to make suggestions because then I'm like, if I make a dumb suggestion, then am I going to get like, yeah, that would be great.
No, because I'm not you.
Did you save it? Fuck you. You know? I know what happened because I've done that. I recorded, the first time I recorded on my own, I recorded an episode with Rob Hayes of Hot Mess. And there were four microphones instead of the usual two. And I did not realize that I was recording on a microphone that was not facing him. So basically,
man, he's a smooth, quiet customer.
Yeah.
And he is one of the quieter.
And he's so quiet. Yeah. I was like, maybe I could pick it up. But it was me and Emily being like, that's interesting. What do you think about that, Rob? And so I remember in my head being like, no, that's not what happened. Maybe I could raise this. Like, it's sort of like watching the phases of death. Like, it's like denial. And then it's like, maybe I can do this. And then you kind of you really just like sink into the reality of how much of a fucking idiot you are. And then you have to, you know, so it was fun for me to watch you suffer.
Huh. When I heard the news about your show, I didn't laugh a bit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Were you at home? Yes, you did.
No, I did. Why would I laugh? Well, no. I'm not talking to you, but
no, I
why would a person laugh?
In fact,
I was just laughing at the dynamic of the room. It's the awkwardness and the conflict that I'm laughing at, not that your show got fucked up.
Yeah, you know? It's the grown adult that you've been listening to since before you were an adult, and now he's losing his mind.
I'm watching him like place his head against his hands like, oh, my God. So stupid. To record Donald Trump is so stupid. Like, do I make a joke?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Actually, what I think is Keith's suffering when he's in that place is not over unless there's a joke found. So I don't participate unless I could find something funny.
Right.
And it has to be in Keith's sense of humor, not mine.
Sure.
And then it's over.
I think I cracked a few jokes.
Yeah. As in it, like his face just gets lighter, you know, like the balloon. Like, he's just a balloon, and then the string just got let go of by a two-year-old. Mm-hmm. He's just flying.
Yeah.
It's fine. But the thing is earlier on in our relationship, when we were talking to each other, even for hours, he would try to make me feel better in that same way. And I'm like, why are you trying to joke with me right now? I couldn't even understand, like, I was in that mode, like Hulk mode. I was just like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And he's trying to find jokes. I'm like, none of this is funny. And then I realized, oh, that's how he likes to soothe himself. And I had to tell him, I'm like, please don't do that to me. That I do that to you because you like it.
Yeah, I like jokes too. Because it makes you feel like it's less of a big deal. If everyone's serious and quiet, it's like, this is a big deal and you're a fucking idiot. And then you're the own tape recorder is playing in your head of how much. So
what are we supposed to do? Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I just want you to know I'm with you and that was dumb.
Should I have gone, yeah, you're pretty fucking stupid, Keith.
So then I would just stare at Fenda. Yeah. He would just keep staring until we broke up.
Uh-huh. That's good.
That's actually true.
That checks out. So we had four shows, but they were all very good shows.
Yep.
And we had a new guest last week, new favorite, Melody Kamali. This is Allie Clayton's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Her Persian princess.
Yes.
What did you guys think about her?
I thought she was really good. I thought she was really, really quick. I have a feeling that in the next...
Her and Allie are going to part ways.
You went in one direction. I was going to go in a different way.
Sorry.
What do you see that they don't see?
She was making a lot of comments about how difficult it was to live with Allie, and it wasn't a comedic way, but it was also like she was like, Allie showed up to my house and introduced herself to my parents without me really being on board. It was just a lot of like, woo.
How about that?
That's a
quirk.
But I mean, I don't know, like some people, some people complain outwardly about their relationships to people. I never do because I feel like that's disrespectful to the partner if the complaints are real. Maybe she's hamming it up for comedic effect.
And that's what I couldn't tell, you know, because I...
Maybe she wakes up an hour late, Allie, and she exaggerates and says 3 days for comedic effect, but I doubt it.
Everyone says she's nice, but I get to see the really mean side of her. Okay. We'll just take that at face value and be like, okay.
Young love.
Uh-huh.
I was saying, I think the next one or two times she's on the show, I think she would speak more and like we'd get to know her more and the audience would get to know her more because I think she was holding back. Sometimes I think people's first time, they're so polite and so, which is nice, but that they don't get to really fully see what they would be like.
Like they don't jump in because they're afraid of interrupting you guys?
They're more sparing on the jumping in. And I think they're right. I think they have a better show that way. You know?
Oh, yeah. I would not. When people jump in to tell a long story that makes no fucking sense and then kind of leave you guys to like pick up the mess, that's worse than being like a little bit reserved and you know, choosing when you speak.
Yeah, I think it's going to be even better. Although we totally got to see a lot of her funny side.
Yeah. I thought she was really great. I really liked her a lot. And it went along with our riff about throwing bodily fluids. So she got extra points in my book.
She's like, at least Allie doesn't throw around bodily fluids. She thinks. Mm-hmm. The poll was, did you ever take revenge using bodily fluids? 16% of the audience has.
Hmm.
That's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
You have less superheroes join the military.
I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah.
I just feel like so many people like to pee in things. Is that just because I hung out in Surf Reality too long?
You hang out with animals, Hemda.
I do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So 16% of the population?
I bet you it's more. I think there's people who piss in things who aren't admitting it. It's probably closer to 25.
What did
25? Wow.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Closer to all of them.
You added piss into someone's
sun in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet if you can.
I actually didn't piss in the sun in. Someone else pissed in the sun in, and then I
put it in.
Sprayed it in the girl's hair per her request, and I brushed it in, which I don't know. There's something more sadistic about me.
Yes.
Yes.
Because.
No question.
Yes, everyone in the room is nodding.
Yes.
Enough finish, yeah.
And here are the reasons why. I sprayed urine into someone's hair and brushed it in and smiled the whole time. So you work with me.
Don't use that same smile to look at me right now.
Were other people around that you're winking at?
Oh, God.
Yes, everyone knew. Yeah. Everyone knew. I mean, my friend who did it, my friend who peed in, it was her idea. And she's the more buttoned up one of the two of us. She's actually kind of similar to Emily in the way that everyone thinks that I'm the louder, bad, crazy one. But the introvert has like the darker secrets. So this girl was very, very buttoned up, but we were really good friends and we'd get into some sick shit with one another. And she was like, no pun. And she was like, I'm going to piss in the sun. And so she pissed in it. And then I was like, okay, I'll put dirt in it and then toothpaste and then I'll spit in it. And then we'll shake it up and make it into this like cocktail.
Spit is bodily fluid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That counts.
It's not piss.
Good for her that there was at least toothpaste, you know, some kind of soap
like
agent.
A cleansing.
Yeah. Andrea goes, it's not piss.
everyone, I think the me spraying it in and brushing it into her hair was very sadistic. And then we told everyone in the camp that we were doing this. So she was walking around with piss in her hair and people were like laughing.
If you had a penis, you would have used your ejaculate in something.
Oh, I should. I mean, God. Yeah. Thank God I'm not a man. Yeah. I would be
You would
prison.
Use it like a gun.
Yeah. I was telling this. Someone at an...
You get going until the last one, right. And then it's just...
at an open mic...
Hey, Andrea. And she's like, hold on, I'm loaded. And she's running outside after something.
My...
God forbid, next time you get pregnant, get some lactate going. Squeeze.
Oh, I wish.
Squeeze it out. Like
I'd have one of those Madonna bras.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The things I could do. I was at an open mic a few weeks ago, and there's a guy who is, he has very low testosterone, and to the point that the doctors were like, you actually might be a woman biologically, or like, he's like, he has a dick, but his levels are so, maybe he's a hermaphrodite, I'm not sure, but something is... different.
He's on a scale.
Mm-hmm. And so he was like asking guys about their dicks. And then he was like, Andrea, he's like, hey guys in the room. And also Andrea, like he's making fun of me cause I'm so aggressive and masculine or whatever. And then I get on stage and I'm like, you do not want me to have a dick because if I had a dick, I would be jerking off all over all these rapists. I would be pissing on your face. It would be weaponized.
Don't let me aim my junk.
Yeah. If only God gave me one of those, I would be firing constantly.
But you can commit the perfect crime because there's like those pee buddies where if you have a vagina, you put it right there and then it streams
it. It's a funnel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And does it get speed though? Because I need speed.
Good question.
Like the luge, maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, you're right. It probably doesn't.
It probably dribbles.
Yeah.
With the penis, excuse me.
Oh, that was not me.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
With the penis, you can really get a steady stream.
That's true.
And you can also pee in bottles with the penis, although with this you could.
I wouldn't trust it that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bottle thing I'm envious of. But anyways, so I... Everyone was walking around laughing at this girl because she had pee in her hair. So it's probably one of the meanest things I think I've ever done.
Yeah. yeah. I don't know if we can, are these questions? Are any of these questions? Question everything, right?
Yeah.
Probably. It's probably the
she
meanest.
She was an awful person. So,
By the way, you never said what she did.
Don't worry about it. Believe me.
She was a snitch.
That's not cool.
She was like a backstabber. She kept everyone up all night. Like we were in a cabin and she would just talk constantly. She used to like, she had a lot of mental health issues, so probably wasn't good to piss in her hair.
But you had a lot of mental health issues.
I can't remember specifics, but it's just like she was unanimously hated and she earned the reputation. It wasn't like...
It's kind of like the guy, Keith, when you guys were in the army that you hit in the middle of the night right. in his sleep.
It's like sometimes...
It's hard to explain, but he would keep getting us in trouble. He wouldn't follow rules.
They're the weakest link and yeah. they have to be pissed on. Right. And like everyone wants to do it. And sometimes yeah. a hero has to step up.
I remember playing paintball one day and we're playing in the army and this guy kept giving away our position. So we shot him.
I mean, he's about to kill your entire...
Yes.
Yeah. No, you shoot him.
In right. World War III,
oh boy,
these people have to be taken out. And this is just us practicing.
I would like to say that as much as you guys don't want me on your team for certain things, because I'm just like too whatever.
You'll be hugging everybody.
Yeah. No. But if we paintball, I think I would destroy and you want me on your team.
Yeah, that's where your evil comes out.
Okay.
In just pointed saying. Ways.
Thank you. Where I can point a gun.
Yeah.
Just tell her it's a game.
Yeah. We all hug afterwards. I give Hemda a real gun.
Right.
And get her to kill people.
We should all hug each other afterwards. But yes, while we're in the thing, you're dead.
Yeah.
You're so dead.
You're dead in the thing.
I'm going to put piss in my paintball gun. So that was our one new guest last week. We had a fan favorite, the return of Tracy Carnazzo for the 13th year show.
There is not enough of Tracy in our life.
Oh, I love her.
Ugh.
She is the best. She really is.
Never enough.
There's some new female. Oh my
goodness.
I could eat her feces. Yeah, we've got a lot of funny women entering our life these days. Yeah. Hannah Boone's joining the network. Tracy's making regular appearances.
How old is Hannah Boone?
I believe she's my age, if not a little bit younger.
I think like 27.
Oh, Jesus.
That was a good move, Keith.
Okay.
No, it was good.
Classic. Yeah.
You know, okay, there's some women that come in here where I was like, where I actually say, I would actually fall in love with these women. Like, I understand why when they go into like a podcast studio, people are like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, keep it in your pants and fucking calm down. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, wow, I would have to calm myself down from pumping
just
the table.
Just go masturbate in the bathroom.
But
9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4.
But like, there's certain people that their level of attractiveness, and I'm not talking about like how hot someone is. It's just... She's got her shit together in here. She's very honest. Her stories are really fun. She's really like
Maria Wojciechowski, same thing. Like,
yeah.
Just emits a vibe of pleasantness and funniness that is...
Like, you want to be around them. And I'm like, oh, no wonder guys fall in love. Like, I get that. I get it. Calm down. But, like, I get why you would have to kind of adjust your brain for a second.
Sure.
Yeah. But a good first question is, how old is she?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I also think those two girls, why I like them so much is that they do have, they're very open about their problems and they're very funny about them. It's not like, oh, I got problems. It's like they have great jokes about them. They're super brassy and I don't know. They break the fourth wall very quickly. Like when Keith was reading the 10th baby death story on that show, Tracy's like, what is this, a baby death hour? Come on.
There were two.
Oh, God.
Just a lot of detail.
Mm-hmm. A lot of detail.
Those, I can't help it. Those are my little joyous moments that I feel bad about. I'm like, ooh, I enjoyed that. Thank you. Because I'm like, I don't want to joke about this anymore. But then it does get funny.
Wendy Starling does that sometimes too. She'll break out. Like, I think, what was it? We were talking about drinking. You were criticizing her about something drinking related. And she was like, oh, please, you drink a gallon a day. Like, just very, it's confident. It's like they push the envelope a little bit. They know they can and they're funny about it. They're not disrespectful.
Yeah, they're not being dicks.
Yeah. That's, to me, that's like what a really good guest is they can play in your area, but they also will take an opportunity to like push it a little extra.
Yeah.
Knowing that it'll be worth the risk.
It's funny what the difference is, because there are a lot of women who push back on Keith, and some of them I'm just like, I don't know if I could book you again if you keep doing this, because I love when people rip on Keith, of course.
It has to be funny though.
You gotta actually be joking though.
It can't just be like straight white dickhead.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, okay.
You're actually mad that Keith is a straight white dickhead, and I get it, but like that's just not the room for it. We can go to a different meeting after this.
His head is shaped like a dick, so that is confusing.
But again, it's just like when you find someone interesting, it's like you got to calm down and find what's actually funny about it, or don't tell the joke. Because if you really mean it, if you actually hate Keith and the fact that he's a guy and the stuff that comes out of his face.
What?
I don't know. Whatever, you know?
Yeah. No, it's good when they play along with the dynamic. It's surprising how few people do that, which is...
I think people get confused by podcasts that you could just chat and everyone's interested in everything you have to say.
Yeah,
right.
Have jokes. That's how I greet people. Do you have some fucking jokes to tell today?
That's what we have a sheet that people read before we start that says like, look, when we have an ad, please don't shit on the ad. Mm-hmm. You can just shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Like those kinds of rules. It should just be a blank sheet of paper that says, tell jokes. Mm-hmm. A lot of O's.
With my face going like, what?
With Canadian
what
eyes.
What did you think you were doing here?
Have something to say or we recommend. Shh.
Yeah. Stop interrupting and telling a story for 20 minutes that makes no fucking sense. Trails off to nowhere. But these bitches have their shit together and I would never piss in their hair.
Love these bitches.
Love them.
Yeah.
So I also wanted to talk about Hemda the Trickster is at it again.
Mm-hmm. She was at it again. She
Friday
was
still show. At it again. What was happening on Friday,
I'll
Keith?
Tell you what's happening. I was cleaning up in these polls, which proved that I'm right, you know, regarding Venmo.
Right.
Or
hold on.
Side,
could you
70%.
Could you repeat that? That proves that I'm right.
Just proof after proof that I was right. So, Hemda, if you remember, she was, you're an old man, little bitch, asshole, piece of shit.
This never comes out of her mouth.
I know her better. So, what she's holding back is you asshole, piece of shit, right? And I'm like,
women want me to take out the garbage. Right. I'm like doing my life.
I'll get to
what? Bitch.
And she goes, listen, old man. It's Venmo now, even if it's $2. All right, the money will get to you. Calm down. You care so fucking much about $2.
I literally apologized in the next.
Right, in the next one. So that's 24 hours later, she literally apologized.
No,
so
no.
You're looking at me like I'm a judge. Like, I can't make a ruling on this. I would rule against you because
well,
you're fucking ridiculous.
Because you were part of the problem earlier in the week. Yes.
Right.
So, Keith, you're a big
idiot. You need a final solution.
Right, you're a big idiot. And then Kenda says, oh, I never said any of that stuff. And then it got to driverless cars. And I said, it's going to be a big problem. Oh, old man, you'll see. It's going to be fine. Like, rocket ship to door to door. So I'm like, exactly. Not at all. Not at all. She didn't use the word rocket ship. So, of course, now she didn't say any of that. Right? What is this court of law bullshit? So, right. Well, I'll tell you what.
Uh-huh.
We put up the poll. For the show, what was the show called?
This is gonna be Keith, like when he finally loses his mind.
Yeah, what's Keith like at home?
I put up a poll. What was the show called?
It was called Hemda the Trickster is at it again.
Yes. And we asked.
We're gonna start just setting up fake websites for you to put up polls, and then vote 100% right on your side, and you're gonna be like, I knew it.
I knew it.
Should people get off my lawn? Yes, yeah, no. Yeah. We just all vote yes so you could feel good.
Keith is, you hate it when Hemda calls you an old man. It sets it like,
I don't hate it. No, it's not a trigger. It is
a trigger. Okay. Your honor.
I think it's I find it dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you're old, it's Venmo now. God, what else, old man? Right?
So it's not a trigger. Because it sounds pretty triggery. Based on all your papers and polls.
You know what? I guess it is a trigger. You're right. Because I am thinking about when it was Lenny Marcus and myself. Uh-huh. And I was saying how
another old man.
How this woman from school that I went to school with posts pictures of her daughter really scantily clad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kenda's like, because you're attracted to her. It's weird for you. I'm like, this girl's like 14. No, trust me, I'm not. You are, old man. You can't admit it. I'm like, all right,
well,
that's
the end. She was 18. She was attractive.
I remember this.
And when they said scantily clad, they tried to take it back right away. So I'm impressed that he's using those terms. I'm sorry.
I'm not taking it back.
Defendant, please.
I'm absolutely not.
And so, no, don't take it back. We'll pull up the pictures. She was not scantily clad.
Mm.
She just is pretty. So they see her naked already.
Mm-hmm.
And when we looked at the pictures, we literally looked at the pictures. I'm like, in what photo is she showing skin where you would call her scantily clad? And then they were like,
Hemda had no idea.
I'm like, yes. She's 18. It's fine that you find her attractive. No one's saying you're trying to marry her or fuck her.
We're not going
to
win neither. I don't know why you guys are going back to this.
I
don't know why.
I cannot even believe that you bring that up.
Okay, here's what it is. You hate being called an old man. And Hemda, she'll articulate the first part of the point and then she'll get off track and she'll say something else that will set you off. Like,
yes.
And so it's like what you should have said.
Okay.
Is that yes, there will be problems because there's problems with everything. What your point was, there's problems with everything, but this is progress, and eventually, and robots eventually will take over. But you were like, well, there's drunk driver. Like, you were bringing up these counterpoints, but he already saw red when you called him an old man, and then you were kind of trying to bring up all these counterpoints, and you already lost the battle because you called him an old man.
So I shouldn't joke around with him first. No.
Not on, if you say old man, it's over.
Okay, but then what about coming back from that while I say like...
Well, he's already shut down. He's already shut down. Like, he's, you say old man, he's shut down. There's going to be a lot of yelling, a lot of 75% of listeners. I'm not defending this crazy behavior.
It's science.
It's not science.
It's science.
It's an echo chamber. Even your polls are like... Your polls are written in a way. I send like the regular generic poll, like, do you agree? And then I look the next day and it's like, regarding Keith's opinion, like, what is it? Electric cars, like, no problems. Smooth sailing, like, humanity's great. Or, of course, like, it's even written to make people agree with you.
Because
it didn't make it sound like there'd be no major problems.
She said there'd be problems.
After the fact.
You blacked out at Venmo. and she was making good points, but you weren't listening to her.
Yeah, I don't have time.
You don't have time?
We really learned a great lesson.
Uh-huh. Is Kenda at it again? Is the poll 55% say yes, she was at it again? What are we talking about?
You know, someone called you Andy Rooney on the forums. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's very clever.
Uh-huh.
Not the first time.
Uh-huh.
Wait, how come you get to call him old man?
I get in trouble for calling him old man, okay. Too.
All right, cool. And
she didn't say it mean. There's something in your tone.
You're so precious. It's like amazing that we call women sensitive. It really is.
I see. Oh, my God. It's
what?
Like, it's like playing out the reason why you guys broke up over and over and over again.
It keeps us broken up.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he gets divorced and people are like, what if? We're like, here it is.
Yeah. Let me play it back for you.
Here's your what if.
No, it's, you don't like to, I think that you feel as if it's a blanket response to what you're saying, the old man defense.
Yes.
And so you just black out and start putting up polls to prove that you're right.
Yes.
And then you... try to explain logically, but it's like there's no point. You're making good points. You might as well be pissing in a bottle and throwing at him because that's what he feels
you
like.
You think
it
I
is.
Should just do that?
I say keep fighting because it's fun, but
okay.
But that's what's happening. It's like seeing it happen in slow motion.
I mean, as long as it's entertaining, because it's all stupid.
This felt like he was actually pissed on Friday.
I think he was just it. It was maybe a tougher week with the sound shit and mm-hmm. whatever. But I don't know. Were you? Why am I speaking for him, mm-hmm. Keith?
No, I wasn't pissed.
You weren't?
No.
Mm. All right.
No, I wouldn't bring it up if I was really pissed.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like he would text me about it. But only if you're pissed and you think that there's something that could be done if you say it. But if not, you'll just be pissed.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It does sound good.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good in slow motion.
At it
too.
Again. Stop tricking me with your very valid points about human drivers, Hemda, trickster.
I'm at it again.
You're at it again. You're always fucking at it again.
What is it, Keith?
Nothing.
Okay.
Old man.
I do have a good voice for it.
Yeah. I mean, the Andy Rooney comparison is not totally...
One of the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm. 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 Complaining about technology.
He doesn't understand why we have 7 types of oranges, and I get it. Go with navel. It's the best.
Oh. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't know that.
We learned things today.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. We learned things. Let's see. And I feel like we covered everything. We had the Oscar show. I felt like that was fun to... to go through, especially after the Oscar party at your place.
You know what? It is a little easier to talk about the Oscars when you watch them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that was it. Any
Every time I say something like that, Keith looks at me like, she is for real. But you know what? Okay.
It's a beautiful play-by-play between you two.
I enjoy that he, like, you know, settled into that. Mm-hmm. That is Chemda.
And she's at it again.
She's at it again.
Motherfucker.
Closing theme song.
My house burnt down. I'm Bianca. Andrew's here. Moderating fights. You're never going to cut off my mic, but that's fine. That's how I get it.